Go to Will in Greensboro, North Carolina, listening on Catholic.com. Will, your question for Father Fessio.
Hey, thank you guys for taking my call.
Sure.
My question was, I actually have a cousin. There's been a lot of Anglican questions tonight, so here's another one. But my cousin is a Anglican deacon. He's actually looking to become an Anglican priest. He said a big reason that he does not become Catholic is because he and his family are excluded from taking the Eucharist. My question is, you know, Catholics cite, you know, Paul in 1 Corinthians saying that, you know, the reason that non-Catholics can't take the Eucharist is because they don't believe. His church, I guess his type of Anglicanism, they believe in the real presence and they believe in a literal Eucharist and the literal body and blood. So my question is, you know, since he believes and he has the identical, you know, doctrine of the Eucharist of Catholics, then why can he not take the Catholic communion? Thank you.
That's a good question, Will. And I could say where there's a will, there's a way. If their objection is that they can't receive communion because they're not Catholic, well, the answer is become Catholic and you can receive communion. But it's not simply having the church's teaching identical on the Eucharist, but it's being in communion with the Roman Catholic Church. And whereas communion is both a sacrament which fosters unity and makes us grow more one, it's also a sign of an existing unity. And unless one is in full communion with the Catholic Church, you can't come into full consummation of the marriage banquet with the bride and the bridegroom. So it's not just Eucharistic doctrine. Same with the Orthodox. I mean, normally speaking, with certain exceptions, Orthodox Christians, that is Eastern Orthodox, cannot receive communion at a Roman Catholic Church because they are in schism, technically speaking. They don't accept the authority of the Pope as the head of the church. So to summarize that briefly, while communion is meant to foster unity, it also is a sign of existing unity. Unless you are in communion with the Catholic Church, you can't receive communion in a Catholic church. Will, does that answer your question?
Yeah, no. That helps. Okay. Thank you.
Dominic, we'll welcome into the full communion with the Catholic Church. They can receive communion.
I'll let them know. Thank you, Father.
All right.
Thank you, Will.